This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. First of all, Jonas, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. And a beautiful day right now. But what the hell happened with that Commanders thing? It had been scheduled, and all of a sudden, logistics became a problem. Any idea what the true reason was for the cancellation?
Yeah, I think it's more so on the Commander side. You could kind of read between the lines there yesterday with the Dan Quinn quotes about just where they are injury wise, and you know, it was, I guess, kind of weird that they even put the game together in the first place, considering where they are coming off those these next preseason games. So it's a shame that we couldn't get it to happen. I was really looking forward to going down there and you know, seeing these two teams get after it. I think there's you know, a lot of utility in these joint practices compared to the preseason games, considering we probably won't see, you know, any of the normal starters in that final preseason game against the Commanders. So, you know, obviously the Ravens are dealing with their own injury situation. I don't think anything nearly as bad as what Washington's going through. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it just sounds like these teams, with how nicked up each roster is and then just how close we are to the season opener and the weirdness of the different recovery timetables, they just decided not to go forward with it.
Jonas, do you think that's going to affect, you know, maybe how Harbs sets up practice, you know, from now until we go to Buffalo? Just because I'm sure they were counting on that, you know, for the starters, this is your last preseason game, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, listen, I think John's had to kind of, you know, toe a line the last couple of years, because for a while there, the Ravens had one of the most intense camps in the NFL. Like, I don't think it was as intense as the Chiefs, where you're just, you know, knocking guys every day and you're playing your starters in the preseason. But it was pretty intense. And then obviously J.K. Dobbins gets hurt, and you dial things back a bit, and you have to still get prepared for week one. And, you know, the Ravens last year lost in week one to an eventual Super Bowl contender in the Chiefs, so no shame there. But then they also went ahead and lost to the freaking Raiders at home. So I think there is this need for the Ravens to not kind of coast into week one. You have to be able to do everything that you can to get prepared. And I think the Commander joint practice was definitely part of that process. And I wonder now if maybe, you know, in the past they've kind of had scrimmages as opposed to just competitive team periods. And maybe that is something that John Harbaugh puts on the docket. Maybe it's something that was already in the docket. But still, I mean, you're just talking about another week of basically the same thing next week, if unless you change things up and do something to get a little more of those competitive juices flowing before that preseason game.
Well, I think the thing that helps him too, I think, I don't know if it was you, Jonas, that wrote it, that Lamar's thrown more interceptions,
yes,
you know, which to me is like, okay, they go against the number one defense all the time. You know, it's always ones. So to me, that's a good thing. And maybe that helps them. Maybe they do, you know, a little bit more, you know, one-on-ones and get a little bit more physical in the one-on-ones. But I think no matter what, I think they'll be ready just because they're a veteran club and they practice against good people.
Yeah, and they have good leadership in there. I mean, obviously, you know, you trust the guys who are on the leadership committee, you know, the Marlins, the Lamars, the Tyler Linderbaum, that every practice is taken seriously, and these guys are doing what they have to take care of their body. But, you know, it was interesting to me that Jim Harbaugh is letting some of his starters play against the in their next preseason game. I think a lot of that is obviously because of, I think they've had to cancel their own joint practices because of the injury situation that they were dealing with pretty early in camp in LA. So I don't know, maybe we will see some adjusting in terms of which starters play, which starters don't play in that final preseason game against the Mariners. Maybe we see, you know, some of those guys out there for a series, just like we used to back in the old day. It's fun to speculate, but I'd say probably maybe I just wonder whether we will see the two Harbaughs coming together on that because of where they kind of are in the, you know, schedule situation.
Hey, Jonas, do you expect anybody to play this week that didn't play last week?
I don't think so. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of anyone. I mean, you know, maybe if they really like their safety depth, or if they want to see more of those safety guys, and you don't start Malachi Starks. He got a pretty quick hook
yeah.
in that first preseason game. So that would tell me that they have seen pretty much all they need to see from that guy. I mean, I think we can probably safely assume going forward that even if you are a talented first round rookie, you're going to be playing out there at least one game. You know, last year was Nate Wiggins, and he almost got pretty seriously hurt with that foot injury or whatever it was against Philly. This year, it's Malachi Starks against Indianapolis, and you know, maybe they'll continue. I don't think Nate Wiggins played in that final game of the preseason. So maybe if Malachi doesn't, maybe if Malachi still plays in preseason game two, he doesn't play in preseason game three. But there's, you know, you can only rest so many guys before you really have to overextend certain guys physically. So I think they're probably about the same alignment, the same kind of allotment of starters/contributors, but maybe some of those guys just have the reins pulled back a bit.
Jonas, would you say Ajabo's got the most pressure on him Saturday night, or is there somebody else?
I'd say Ajabo, yeah. I don't know. Like the upside guy quote to me, Vinny, was almost like the Ravens are, from John Harbaugh, was almost like the Ravens are willing to be even more patient with him than maybe some teams around the league would be. You know, after our talk the other day, I did go back and, you know, watch his 20 or 30 snaps, and it wasn't as impressive, I guess, as I had remembered it being, or when I first watched through. Like even that play where he kind of buzzes up beyond the right tackle because he jumps the snap and the right tackle is a little bit slow. Like, you expect the guy to be able to turn that corner and get a quarterback hit, and Ajabo just couldn't. You know, it was still a nice play, still a good pressure, but you know, you have to be able physically explosive enough to just get home. And I really haven't seen a whole lot of explosiveness, or I didn't in that game. So maybe the Ravens are still counting on that to come back at some point. Maybe the Ravens are just juicing him up so that some team could fall in love with him from one preseason game and trade a late round pick. But, you know, obviously we expect Pyle Lilly, regardless of how he does, to be able to hold on to that right guard position. So I would say a guy like Ajabo, maybe Bo Braid, if they're only going to keep four safeties, would be kind of feeling the heat.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the Dallas Cowboys and the Cooper Rush tribute that apparently they got going on here, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
I will be safely away from that radio activity in Dallas. Thanks, guys.
All right, it's Jonas Schaefer. Thanks, Jonas. We'll come back, whip around. Big news coming out of Ann Arbor. Football, University of Michigan, not good if you're a Wolverines fan, and some other stuff like Orioles history we'll talk about. And then Mike Sando, The Athletic, talks about these quarterback tiers in the NFL. Lamar Jackson has two MVPs, multiple Pro Bowls, and he finally broke through. Mike explains the process next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Next here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
All right, it's Whip Around here on this Featured Artist Friday. 38 special. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Riveted with Ryan coming up top of the hour. Talking about those red hot Orioles. Nah, I'm joking. They did win 2 out of 3 from Seattle. Mike Sando in a couple of minutes. So let's get this thing rolling. University of Michigan. What's advanced scouting issues with Connor Stallions doing a Inspector Clouseau on the sidelines and getting intel on other teams. Well, he gets hammered. Jim Harbaugh got hammered with the show cause. Head coach gets hammered. Well, gets another game added to his, we'll give you a wink suspension. But Vinny, elaborate on what did or didn't happen, I guess, to the University of Michigan's football program.
Well, they're gonna be fined the revenues from the bowl games. So it says loss of 2 years of postseason football revenue, which they said probably more than $25 million. Some of that will depend on both Michigan's performances. And the Big Ten's performances. So, you know, the better the Big Ten does in that at the end of the season, in the playoffs and stuff, then because each school gets so much, then that's what Michigan's going to lose. So their fine could be $25, $30 million, something like that. But other than that, nothing.
Sherrod Moore gets another game added to his suspension.
Yeah, so against New Mexico or somebody like that. A game that you and I and Norm could coach.
Yeah. But no postseason ban.
Nope.
No recruiting restrictions.
Nope.
No, I guess, can you even penalize NIL sort of? Well, I guess you've got to pay $20 million back or whatever it is.
Yeah, but a school like Michigan, Bob, they bring in so much money.
Yeah, they poop football money.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know, like, they needed that quarterback. Barstool guy. I'll give $11 million to that quarterback, you know.
Oh, Portnoy?
He's a Michigan alum. Gave $11 million so they could get the quarterback.
Very good pizza reviewer, too. But, so, I mean, the whole landscape of college athletics is it's so out of whack. Should we be offended by this? Should we be like, well, this is kind of what you expected? Or, I mean, I don't know. It's not really, if this was 30 years ago, they'd be on double secret probation.
Bowl ban, the whole thing. Yeah.
And Harbaugh gets the 10-game show card. Yeah, but he 10-year show calls. He's never going back to the college.
What's Harb? 60, 61, so 10 years. Yeah, he's making, $18 million a year?
Connor Stallions, he got 8. But, again, who knew who the bleep he was until he went in there with the Groucho Marx nose and sunglasses on the sideline. Hey, but Michigan. Hey, way to be you.
And Bob, if it helped them get the national championship, it's all worth it.
and they don't lose that, do they?
No.
Oh, Louisville with Patino had theirs taken away a few years back. But boy, college athletics, it's the wild, wild west.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, as long as I can put I'm wearing a Maryland shirt today, and you're wearing Penn State, your son goes there, your kids. Yeah. No, what the hell are you wearing over there? Orioles shirt?
Got to rep the O's, man.
That's right. You were on the 89 Orioles. He was the bat boy. Nolan McGraw.
People don't know that. don't tell you that.
Yeah, you're the reason they lost to Toronto in that final series. But I mean, as long as you get to wear insert team here and your team wins, just win, baby. Al Davis.
Bob, I'll guarantee you, what do you think, the Bo Schembechlers and Joe Paternos, you know, the old-time coaches that have passed, that the way college football is now, they'd be going whoa.
Well, you're looking in Jay Wright, Tony Bennett, a lot of these still kind of real in their prime guys. They're tapping out because they can't keep up.
Oh, you can't teach and coach anymore.
Yeah, somebody gets a hair up their hiney, they're gone.
Right.
Whip around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, real quick, because we got Mike Sando coming up. NBA schedule came out. Wizards, they will open on October 22nd at Milwaukee, rather. Then they go to Dallas. Their home opener is against Charlotte. Remember, this year's Wizards team, big Baltimore flavor. Mm-hmm. Bob Carrington and Cam Whitmore, two young guys, local dudes. So they're the Washington Wizards, but a lot of Baltimore excitement with them. This day in Orioles history, today is August 15th, 1983 in Texas. John Lowenstein, 3-for-3 with a homer, 3 ribbies. Mike Boddicker got his 9th win. Tim Stoddard, 6th save, 6-4 Orioles, 2012, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Orioles scored 5 in the 6th, Mark Reynolds drove in 2 runs, Miguel Gonzalez gets the win, Jim Johnson, 35th save, 5-3, and then last year, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Gunnar Henderson, Cedric Mullins went deep, Zach Eflin picked up the win, 6 innings of 8K ball, 5-1, Orioles, what do they all have in common, those three teams? They all made the playoffs. This year's team will not make it unless there's this just incredible, miraculous run. We'll talk about that with Ryan Ripken when we rip it with him coming up top of the hour. But Mike Sando, the Athletic, football quarterback tiers. Lamar finally made tier one. What in the hell took so?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Along. Quarterback tears. I know you shed tears, I guess, for your particular team if your quarterback's not all that great. There's a lot of those running around. But here in Baltimore, we're cool with our guy, I would think, Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato. Let's welcome in from The Athletic to talk about quarterback tears. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Sando. Mike, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing great. A little rain here in the Pacific Northwest, but it's okay.
Improvise and adapt, as Clint Eastwood said in Heartbreak Ridge. But first of all, explain to our listeners, those who may not read The Athletic for whatever reason, I don't understand why they wouldn't, how the quarterback tiers are put together. Lamar was in tier one, but after a couple of MVPs, finally breaks through. So explain to our audience how this is all put together and why it has taken so long for a guy coming off maybe the best season of his career to finally get into that upper echelon.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is my 28th year covering the league, 12th year of doing quarterback tiers. Basically, I talked to 50 coaches and evaluators in the NFL that I know and can trust, and they trust me. And we take all the veteran quarterbacks and we place them into tiers. I ask them to do it. I don't have a vote. And so, you know, tier one's the best. Tier five would mean you're not even a starter. Almost nobody gets tier fives because you're usually in the starting mix and a little bit better than that in these. And so, last year we only had three players in tier one. Lamar's been very close before, but this year he just broke through to where he's like right up with those top guys. I think he doubled his number of tier one votes. He's got 46 tier one, four in tier two. And as I look at his career, you know, I think a lot of quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels this year, you know, had a great year. He flashed an amazing year. Lamar did in 2019, and it pushed him really high into tier two right away, just like CJ Stroud last year or Jaden Daniels this year. But then really 21, 22 seasons were kind of underwhelming for him, missed games. He was upset with his contract, COVID, something was a little off there. And also to that point in his career, I think he was like a 68 passer rating in the playoffs. So there was this huge gap between his regular season, his playoff. Of course, when he came into the league, there were doubters of, hey, is he going to throw the ball well enough? We all know he could run. But since then, I mean, two injury-free seasons with either MVP. He either won the MVP or should have won the MVP both years. Probably had a better year this last year. He did. And in the playoffs, I mean, he's been fine the last couple of years in the playoffs. You can't hold that against him. You can't say he's the reason they didn't advance last year. And I think they've also, the last 2 years, changed the offense and featured him more as a passer. And last year in particular, the defense and the special teams that they could always count on to make the games easy wasn't there. And what did Lamar do? He carried him anyway. Outshone Joe Burrow in shootout wins, high-scoring games, you know, where the other team's putting up 20, 30, 35 points. That, to me, is why he just emphatically finally went into Tier 1, and he's probably there to stay. He seems like he's in a great place.
Hey, Mike, over the 20 years, what's the most amount of quarterbacks you've had in Tier 1?
I think 1 year we had like 9.
Wow.
I really do. In fact, I got it right here. So we had 8. We had 8 in 2019. 8 in 2019. Last year, you know, it's kind of the last 3 years, it's gone from 6 to 5 to 3. And then this year back up to 5. So, you know, what's happened in the league, though, is so many of those established guys, the Riverses and Roethlisbergers, even a Matt Ryan who could win an MVP 1 year, are gone. There used to be so many more, kind of established veteran guys. And what's happened the last few years is we've got the youngest starting quarterbacks in the league since like the 1950s on average. So I think you really feel that. Like when I was looking the other day, and I think I can call it up. I can call this up. So in 2020, listen to the Tier 2 quarterbacks, okay? This is Tier 2. Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, and Phillip Rivers. Okay, like almost all of those guys, like their teams could put together like a Hall of Fame case for them, right?
Right.
Rivers, Matt Ryan, Stafford, Roethlisberger. Here's Tier 2 this year. Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Goff, Stroud, Hurts, Mayfield, Prescott, Jordan Love, and Purdy. I just see a lot of Tom Brady's and Roethlisberger's and Ryan's and Rivers in there. Did you?
Hey, go back to the year with Brady and all. Who was in Tier 1 that year?
Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Rodgers, Breeze, and Deshaun Watson, of all people, sneaked in. He was still hot. He just kind of barely went in. But, yeah, that was your Tier 1. And what's so funny is back then the top of Tier 3 was Kyler Murray, and he's the top of Tier 3 now, making a lot more money.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, since you're up there in the Pacific Northwest, what do you think about the NFC and the AFC West?
Yeah, well, I think the AFC West is going to be amazing.
Yes.
You know, I really do. Now, people are, and including myself, you know, we're waiting for the Chiefs to fall a little bit. They were 11-0 in one score games last year, and we're all thinking that can't happen, but maybe it can with Mahomes and Reed, and maybe if they got a left tackle in this draft, you know, they're going to be a little bit of a different team. So we'll see. They're still the team to beat, but I could see a path where for Denver, I think top five defense last year, a really nice thing going on with Bo Nix and Sean Payton. I think the floor is way higher with the Raiders. When you replace Antonio Pierce with Pete Carroll and Aiden O'Connell with Geno Smith, I mean, you're probably going to win 3 more games at least. You know, Pete could have them in the 9-8 range. And then, you know, Harbaugh's with the Chargers. They had a bad loss at left tackle. But, you know, they're going to slug it out and be competitive. So I think that division is probably still the Chiefs, but with a better chance than we've had in recent years for someone else to maybe surprise them if the Chiefs don't win all those close games. I think in the NFC West, you know, the huge variable is just Matthew Stafford's back. He sneaked into Tier 1 this year before we knew the back was going to hold him out of camp. He got 26 Tier 1 votes. There's still a big gap between him and Lamar and those other guys, but nonetheless, highly regarded. And if he's going to be either in and out of the lineup or banged up, I mean, that changes the complexion. They would go with Jimmy G. I think their ceiling would come down. Wouldn't be the same team in 2 minutes, that sort of a thing. I think Seattle's going to be pretty tough. You know, they won 10 games last year. They ended up having a top 10 defense with Mike McDonald. I think he's got the defense squared away, and they're going to run the ball. They've totally switched their scheme to Shanahan style. They've reunited Sam Darnold with Clint Kubiak. I don't think Darnold's going to be spectacular. I still think in the big games, he may hold them back, but I think they're still going to be a competitive team that has a chance to win that division. Arizona, to me, still probably lags a little bit. Their key is improving on defense. I think they will, just not sure how much. I think Kyler Murray is what he is, and that may be keep them from getting over the top. And then the 49ers, 6-11 last year, they'll flip it around. I don't know how, if they're going to be a championship team, but I think they're going to have a winning record. So that's two divisions that I think are really strong.
He's Mike Sando, The Athletic, quarterback tier. Check it out on that website, theathletic.com. Mike, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. And hopefully we could talk to you before opening kickoff and get your thoughts on Mike McDaniel out in Miami. I guess the cool sweatpants with the cuffs pulled up by on his calves might not be resonating as much anymore as they were 2 years ago.
Well, you got to win, Eventually you got to win, or those things that seem pretty cool don't seem so cool.
All right, thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. There's Mike Sando, everybody, The Athletic. I'm still not buying Lamar being in those lower tiers, but he did make a good point. The injury years of 21, 22, it hurts your stock, man. But the last two, when we come back, we'll talk to Nolan McGraw. And then ripping it with Ryan. And we'll talk to Vinny real quick before he leaves about who are the guys that need to show up. All of a sudden, Bo Braid looked like he was set.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much anymore. Vinny, all of a sudden, what's going on with Bo Braid? Looked like a lock 2 weeks ago to make the team. I mean, is he in a precarious situation here?
Well, what I noticed, Bob, after the last game last week and then the practice this week, Ruben Lowry has kind of moved into that backup spot, and he's been on the threes, Bo Braid has. So, he's going to have to – and he had like seven tackles in that game too, So he's going to have to step up and make some plays again in this game. I mean, watching the secondary will be kind of interesting. It's going to be is Armour Davis going to get as much run? Probably not, because he's kind of shown that he can play. Plus, I don't want to get any more guys hurt that I, can play, because Jair Alexander is nowhere to be seen. And, if he's dealing with knee issues, swelling and stuff, who knows? If he doesn't need a scope or a clean out or something. So, TJ Tampa, he'll get a lot of work, which is good for him because he missed most of last year. I'm kind of looking forward to that. But the linebackers, Bob, that's kind of what I want to see, is who's going to step, who's going to make plays? Because they, other than Roquan, they're all playing, and they need to play, and they need to show up.
What rookie that's still healthy, that's not Malachi Starks or Mike Green? And I guess Teddy Buchanan's pretty solid in his situation here, but which of the rookies could be, playing for a roster spot next couple of weeks?
I would say Garrett Dellinger, the offensive lineman. I would think he would definitely, because Bob, if I'm keeping nine, okay? I'm going to keep nine. So I'm keeping Lindebaum, I'm keeping Ben Cleveland, Corey Bullock, that's three, Noteboom's four, Rosengarten's five, Vincent is six, Voorhees is seven, Falele's eight, Ronnie Stanley's nine. And Vincent is, if he's got to play, Lamar be running his ass off. If he's, he's developmental. He's a good athlete, big body and all, but he's not ready to play, and hopefully don't need him to play. But I can't come up with more than nine right now. Otherwise, anybody else other than those nine, go to practice squad.
Bring Nolan McGraw in. Quick draw. How you feeling here on this Featured Artist Friday? I hope you're enjoying the 38 special.
Enjoying as much as you can. I got nothing against 38 special. To be honest, I don't. Beyond what? What's the big hit? Hold on loosely. Beyond that, I couldn't tell you a single
Caught
song.
Caught up in You, Little Girl.
So
they got a couple.
Treat it as a learning experience.
There you go.
But I do appreciate Mike Sando coming on. He's always a busy guy this time of year when The Athletic puts this out, or when he puts it out. And above all, I appreciate the transparency, because we talk about a lot of lists here in Sports Talk Radio. It's sort of a crutch, or really a foundation of what we do, digging apart opinions and sharing our own. But to come on and be, transparent about, all right, what goes into this? What's the criteria? What do these people look for? And I understand it's not as simple as winning. If it was just up to winning, well, then you'd have all Super Bowl winners at the top and there wouldn't really be any nuance. And we focus on Lamar towards the top of the list, where he is, tier one, tier two, what's up with that? But looking here at the whole list, one other one that stands out to me, not a lot of love for Bo Nix. After a pretty strong rookie season last year, mm-hmm. he comes in tied for 20th. And that's behind guys like Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith, Tua, even Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I mean, the people that are voting on this are in and around the league. They're in the know. I think it's a little telling that someone like that, even after a pretty strong rookie year, isn't really viewed as that guy.
Well, I think with Denver, their defense was spectacular. You know, so I think that was it. He had some good receivers. And, you know, we even hear Sean Payton now saying that, you know, he thinks he's going to take more steps. Because right now he's basically like an assist guy. They're not winning because of him. That's the thing. And maybe now, maybe he can win a game or two because of him.
And he showed some playmaking stuff towards the end of the season.
He did.
Yeah, and no love for Bob's guy, Justin Fields, either.
What?
27th.
I got no problem with that.
It's behind Kirk Cousins and Russell
enough
Wilson.
Enough of this.
The disrespect.
Look, I might be me, Justin Fields, and like his closest friends are the only ones buying into this hype.
How about Russell Wilson? He was, what year was that? He was in
2020,
number one?
Right?
2020 was in the one. He was.
You remember 19. It was early on in the season. You know, he was like, is this going to finally be the year that Russ wins MVP? And then Lamar comes along and says, you know, all right, this is mine. Unanimous.
That game, now that you bring that up, Ravens at Seattle, was Marcus Peters' first game. And Wilson hadn't thrown a pick all season long, and Peters picked six.
Right.
Like right out of the gate. And then Lamar went for it at the behest of, Giro at the time,
yes.
19.
Yep.
He not only went for it on fourth inside the five, he ran it in for a touchdown, and Ravens just won off from there. But yeah, Wilson, let's see, Seattle, Denver, Pittsburgh, Giants. So he's on his third team since then. Justin Fields.
And how about Watson was the first?
I was going to say,
yeah.
Things change fast.
Oh, but Fields on his third team. Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, it all kind of makes sense, yeah. I guess.
And, you know, legal stuff aside with Watson and even some health issues, the drop-off there, it really is staggering. You know, everyone will point to the missed time with his suspension and everything. And, you know, he did get hurt in that Ravens game a couple years ago. But, I mean, he was the dude. Tier one, but when he was with Houston, I mean, he was, before Lamar, that was the dual threat guy.
He threw for what, over 5,000 yards, didn't he?
Oh, he was incredible.
Yeah. He had a couple years there. They were up at 19. That divisional game against Kansas City, weren't they up 21 or 28 to nothing or something crazy like that? And then the Chiefs just came back, wound up winning by more than 20. But that up, and that was when D-Hop was in the prime of his career. They were pretty prolific, and he had a lot to do with it. But Lamar finally getting into tier one.
Yeah.
But he did make the injuries of 21, 22, you know.
And that's
if you think about it objectively, you get it now a little bit.
What year, Bob, was it that he weighed like 235 with the huge neck and looked like a linebacker?
I think ironically enough, one of the years he got hurt.
Yeah.
Where he was getting caught by linebackers and everything like that. But anyway, Vinny, what's on your agenda this weekend?
This weekend, Bob, I told you earlier, family, we're going out to dinner tonight, and tomorrow, not a lot, but Sunday we got to drive up to Penn State. We got to move Charlie into his apartment, so that's kind of getting stuff ready, and then he'll be up at school. They start school the 25th, and I think they're allowed to start hockey practice with the coaches September 1st.
I mean, we're getting to that time of year. I saw Halloween decorations.
Oh my God!
At the store the other day. Yeah, Nolan, 4 months before the Christmas tree. Oh. And when we come back, Ryan Ripken ribbing it with him, talking about the Orioles that took 2 out of 3 from the Mariners, hurting their feelings and hurting their status right now in the American League West. We got Steve Molesky joining us, talking about the Birds. Where's Dylan Beavers, for crying out loud, who had 3 hits last night? Got buy or sell. We got American League East report. And we got your phone calls at 410-583-1057. You want to rag on someone? You want to praise on someone? How about we do that? Hey, the Orioles, 3 quality starts against the Mariners. We celebrate that. Brandon Young's looking for his first win tonight at Houston. Knapp could be Houston, we might have a problem stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.